Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. Welcome you to one of those fun and courageous nights that we're going to have. You all have been paying attention, and you've got a lot of callers waiting, and I'm really grateful, and I want to thank you. Tonight, we have two very phenomenal psychics. First, starting out, we have Joan Lawson, who was here before, and we had a very, very busy night. She really just knocked everyone's socks off, and you guys asked for her back. A third-generation psychic, very phenomenal. Those of you stay tuned, listen in to Joan. We are going to be talking with her. And then right after, we've also got another psychic who's going to be coming on in a very intense way. In October, we have been adding new psychics all along. I want all of you to go into Psychics Gone Wild and look and see who all is coming up on this site. We are adding psychicsgonewild.com, Psychics Daily. We just got the word in, and Reverend Jay's going to be on Friday with Amy Kavanaugh and me. He's all excited. He's also put out a lot of work. We're going to get him in on our poetry there, where we've got our other featured poet is Jan Drake Bakke, and Jan Drake Bakke's poetry is going to be on our site. We're so grateful. We're also doing artist work, and we're looking to get some of the other involvement. We do, and we'll be having new. We just had Steve Mohackey's Du Bois from Texas. We want to thank him for the music. We are looking. We requested, and I'm waiting for permission from some other musicians. We did get some requests. I'm still looking to get my son Lagoon, and I'm looking to get some other music, so I need to have permission on those papers so we can get those on. So we always encourage the musicians and want to have that. So this is Psychics Gone Wild, and starting off on why we've gone wild is we're going to turn around and talk to Joan here and get a little bit of information before we get those readings. Please tonight limit it to 1 minute. We have a full setup, so that means that everyone that we've got right now should get in, and we're really giving you the extra time. But if you know, limit to one question, and then get with us on those sites. We've got it on the front of the site on how to get a hold of Joan, and we'll get that information to those of you listening on iTunes. I want to welcome everybody and sit back, relax. It's time to go wild. Joan, how are you?
Hi, Jethro. How are you doing? I'm having a great day.
Great, very good, and I want to thank you so much. You know, we did your show last time, and now I got to tell you, your show went out into the eons, and they kept it. They didn't let us play with it back, and we had so much response that you agreed to come back, and I thank you because we had, you know, you were just phenomenal, and I know a lot of fans and friends were asking me what was happening. I know the guides loved your thing, and I guess they loved your show bad enough they kept it, but what we've got is you back, and we're going to have you read them again, and we've got a full lineup here. We are going to bring Dina on a little later, and we'll let you go and excuse you, because I know last time we just worked you real hard, but you just, Joan, you were just phenomenal. We have a couple emails I wanted to let you know that thank you from Kentucky. You helped me so much over the radio that you were right on, Joan. You are not only gifted, you're an angel.
Aww, that's sweet.
It's very nice. We also have a 304 number, and 304 is wrote me that you guys were in the room, and she answered my question with promptness and very professional, and I can't wait to have her back on. Well, 304, she's back on. And Joan, tell everybody a little bit about you so those who didn't get to hear the first show knows who you are.
Okay, well, I'm Joan Marie Lawson, and my website is www.psychicwindow.com. I'm a clairvoyant generational. I grew up in a family that taught us meditation to develop our intuition. So we use symbols to access our subconscious mind to reach back into, you may call it the ether, whatever you want to call it, that which connects us all, to get a read on what's happening with you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, I also need to ask you with this, Joan, as you were working with us last time, we had so many people asking with relationships, and obviously you're very gifted in this area and many other areas. Joan, one of the questions we have here, and this is from the other room of our psychic chat and some of our emailings and Facebook, is you have always, you said, brought up with your gift. Did you make a conscious decision to do this for a living, or were the guys?
No. What happened is I actually was a software tester for IBM. I mean, I've always given readings on the side. I never charged for it. And Austin, Texas has a lot of metaphysical bookstores, and I would spend time with them to be around people who have like mind. And actually, three different stores in this town asked me to come in and read for them. And from there, I did start charging in the shops. People started showing up, calling the house, and my husband at that point, who was a web developer, said, okay, that's it, we're setting up a website, and you're going to have to charge for this, because I would make friends with people at the shop, and then word would get out, and the people would just show up at my front door, so or start calling the house. So I, to put some boundaries, he had me charging for it, and it just took off, and it took over my life. So from there, that's what I've been doing ever since.
Yeah. Love that. And I just, you know, it's what we all talk about with what we do in this gift. And we've had such phenomenal people come through. And one of the great things is we are adding it in. And Joan, we'd like to include, if it's okay with you, your permission, we'd like to include you as a feature special guest on our website.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. We feel very honored. We'll put your information on there. This is what we're doing for months as people come on. And, you know, obviously now you know this means that you get to come back one more time in October. You're going to have to come one more time. Great. I'm working this, getting this in. I want to get as much of Joan in because she's just phenomenal. Joan, I thank you during this time with my throat and some of the things that I'm going through as a psychic. You know, helping pitch hit. You came in and just grabbed on. There was no egos, nothing, just, you know, as a good worker. And I just bless you and I thank you during this time.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and start now. We've got somebody from United Kingdom again who we found out that Amy Kavanaugh and Joan Lawson seem to be pulling people from coast to coast. So 11321, it's you.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Don.
Don? Don, can you give me your birth date?
Yes, ma'am. 08/16/1990.
Okay, Don, what is your question?
August 16, 1990. It's about what do you see as a blockage as far as my finances?
Okay, that's a big issue right now, happening to a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people are going through this. And here's what I'm going to say, and this is a tough one because things are changing dramatically out there, and it's hard to keep up on what is happening. This is going to sound odd, but I'm saying creativity. I think that you're trying to do what you think is, okay, this is what I should be doing. This is the way it's set, that it's been, the way it's always been, and things are changing dramatically. So I'm going to say you need to be creative now. It's very tough out there, but there are some industries that are doing very well. And with you, it's fear. It's fear and creativity because it's almost like, a lot of people told you you couldn't do that when you were younger, certain things you couldn't do or you were supposed to think or be a certain way, and that's not going to help right now. It's being very open-minded, looking at what industries are doing well and focusing on it and not being afraid to go out there and try that. Okay, so I'm going to say anything that has to do with, and you're going to go, what? Because this is I don't think it's something that you're used to doing, but I'm going to say anything that has to do with mobile technology, mobile apps. I want to point you in that direction. I don't think that's where you're going to go, but I think that you're going to find something around that as you're looking into that that might be a fit for you that you had never thought of.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go out and be creative with your search and with what you want to learn, what you want to do.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, and we're going right into our next caller, and it's 239.
Hey, Zephyro, and I'm sorry, is it Joan? The train was going by during the Interact. You know what you can hear when a train's going by. I'm in Mount Shasta, so I'll make it quick. I need to leave soon to Sacramento because it takes me like 4 days to get out of the Cascades. It's weather-related, my question, actually. Or is there something I need to stay in Mount Shasta 4, I am having the time of my life with the Lemurians, and I love it. But I'm not, you know, I got to get back to Sacramento before winter, at least.
So you're wondering, what is your question again?
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, I don't do should. I don't do should.
Is there something else for me here? Is there something else for me here, or is it time for me to go to Sacramento? I don't know. I mean, how else can I word it?
Okay, you know, when you say go to Sacramento, I hear your energy drop. I just feel like go to Sacramento. Energy drop. She doesn't want to go to Sacramento. I think that you could stay a little bit.
Oh, yes,
What I'm going to suggest, I think you can stay in Mount Shasta just a little bit longer, but it's going to be time to go back. There seems to be something for you to accomplish there. In Sacramento, that's just going to be a lot more easy in Sacramento. But Mount Shasta, you could leave tomorrow and it'd be fine, but I feel like you feel there's unfinished business there. And
you know, I'm sleeping with bears and cougars in the forest. And I'm putting my stones in the string, and I'm doing all kinds of twirling. My life's really getting bigger, so I guess there's something else for me to do here, but it seemed like today I really accomplished the people I was supposed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying there's really something else I have to do here?
No, nothing you have to do there. I think you just want to be there for a little bit longer, but I'm going to say maximum 5 days that you need to get back to Sacramento, even though There's something you need to be focusing on. And why am I getting there's like a money thing there?
Because there isn't any, and, you know, it's one of those things where you teach people service. For a light worker who's been on the road homeless for a year doing the anchoring of energies and all, people aren't really responding to that yet. So, yes, it's a money thing. And you said five days. 5 days I'll have $300. So I guess that's what they're telling you.
Cool. Diane's our little star. She runs the highways and calls us and lets us always know where she is. And we thank you for knowing you're safe out there, Diane. We're keeping our prayers behind you. Tune in Friday. Reverend Jay is going to be playing the Christian music, and he always worries about you. And him and Amy always put the prayers out, too. So, Diane, we're going to let you go due to time. We are really full, and we're running through people real quick. Thank you for your question, and thank you for letting Joan help you today. 203, it's up to you and me and Joni. Joan, sorry, I had to rhyme that with E. So, Joan and us, how are you two?
Hey. Well, I'm fine. This is Woody. My name is Woody. My birthday is 10/10/80.
Okay, Woody, what is your question?
I was wondering what you see, what changes coming for me.
Oh, boy. See, that's a very general reading, and I generally don't do general readings because it takes just give me a very specific situation that I can tune in on.
I guess relationship.
Ah, relationship. What is the question about the relationship? Specific question.
Do you see any relationship coming for me down the road?
Well, there's no doubt there's a relationship coming for you down the road. There's no question there. I have a feeling, though, there's a little bit of, I want to say shyness, but hesitancy towards someone that you're going to meet that you really like, and it's like, oh, maybe she's too good for me. And I'm going to say, don't shoot yourself in the foot that way. Don't let your, you know, go ahead and make friends with the girl first, because there's someone coming in. It might be someone that you haven't met yet, but that may be new coming into a work or a social environment, but I'm going to say in and around a work situation. Somewhere you're going to be seeing her, you're just seeing someone on a daily basis, like when you're out and about to work. She may not be working, you know, with you, a person, but the answer is yes. I see someone behind a counter. That's interesting. Or there's the people around the counter. So maybe it's not at work, but it's on the way to and from. It's a good one. Don't be shy with this one. But get to know her over time. Don't ask her out right away. Just get to know over time. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Woody. We're going to keep the prayers out there. This is our musician on the wildlife who always is out there getting himself known, and we all really do think highly of our Woody, knowing that his music's going to be there. And he said that someday when he is famous, he's going to not forget us, right, Woody?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, rocking right along, and we're going right into Psychics Gone Wild. I want to thank everybody in the room. I do a little different because of being on the Best American Psychics, and we always compliment in the work. We do have another psychic in the room who is helping everyone, and I thank you guys. When I'm doing Skype, Facebook, and other things, I really don't. Kelly tonight has had a toothache, so she's not doing birth card readings, and we have someone else filling in the room. And what we've been doing and promoting on Psychics Gone Wild is other ones who do promote each other, and so gratefully, we thank everybody, and we're going to go right into 631. Are you ready for some fun on Psychics Gone Wild?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Sue, and I just wanted to see what you see with my love life, a boyfriend.
Okay, Sue, I need your name, your birth date, and I need his name and birth date.
Well, I'm looking to meet someone. I like a couple of people now, but mine's 10/5/60.
Okay, 10/5/60, and you're looking for someone new. All right.
Well,
There's a couple of people you're interested in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sean, you're interested in. And who is the other one?
Tim and John. But Tim more like a
friend. Sean, Tim, and John.
Yeah, but no, but really, John. Tim is just like a friend.
I think Tim is a friend. Wow, that's a lot of male energy around you. Why do I see one more coming in?
Well, because John hasn't called me. I think he blew me off. And the other one, maybe she wants just a friend. I don't know anymore.
I see somebody new. I mean, you've got these guys that you're interested in, but I see someone new coming in. And here's the thing. Something in your energy, don't take it a strong way, but I'm also sensing some fear. And it's like, just embrace it. Just let it go. Embrace it, because there's someone coming in, and I know it's like there's a lot of caution that I'm sensing with you. Like, you want a relationship, but there's something that feels how do I say that, cautious. There's going to be one that comes in that's just, it's almost like hilarious. It's just like lots of fun and free. And you can do one of two things. You can pull back and go, oh, I don't know, this is too much fun. Or, you know, this guy is just, or you can just let loose and have fun with him. The word I'm getting is inner child. Be a little child with this person because this is a great relationship. But I don't think it's either of these guys. Okay, this is one that just teaches you to be free. It's a new one that I sense is coming in.
Do you know when or anything about?
I would say relatively soon. I'm going to say within the next 10 to 12 weeks that you're going to be meeting this person. But whether it turns into a relationship or not depends on how you handle it. So I'm going to say let go, be free. Just let your inhibitions go in terms of being silly, because that's what's going to win this relationship, and it's really going to teach you a different way of approaching things. So these other guys, I'm just feeling, when you talk about these guys, their energies are all different, but I'm seeing a lot of blocks. And I'm also seeing one of them that has kind of like this whole insecurity thing going on that he doesn't want to leave. Is it Sean? He doesn't want to leave himself open to being hurt or judged. There's something to do with being judged. That's
yes,
odd. Cause I,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just forget him. I'm sorry, but he's not the right one for you. No.
Am I going to meet the other one through work? Because I'm trying to get a new job. I just wanted an interview. So I'm thinking maybe I'll meet him at work.
Definitely a new situation, but I don't think it's going to be that easy that, oh, you're just going to meet him at work. I think this is where, you know, point A to point B is not a straight line. This is a zigzag. I have a feeling it's people you meet in and around work that you do go to a social gathering or event of some sort. There's something where it's like you're with other people or one other person. No, I think you might be with maybe two other people. You're going somewhere, and this person is there, and it's just like, and I see women, so I think it's a female friend. And suddenly there's just a lot of light gaiety laughing. And, again, you can pull back and go, oh, this is weird, or, oh, no, this is fun. I'll just play with this guy, play along with him. And you're going to find that takes you in a really good direction. So
real
that's
quick,
the lesson.
Do you know how old he is or anything?
Not really getting that, but he's definitely a child at heart. And that's what it is inner child at heart. But I see it as almost like I want to see an event, but that's not exactly right. Kind of around an event or somewhere that you're going with people. That's what I'm picking
up. I don't want to take up too much. Real quick, it's my birthday next Friday, and I'm supposed to go out with girls next Saturday.
Okay. I'm not sure this is where you're going to meet that guy. I'm not getting that. That's when it's going to happen, but I'm going to suggest that you have a great time.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And we're on Psychics Gone Wild. And Joan, we have more people that can get in. And we just found out a new thing is the phone is bringing people in, and a lot of ones are getting experience in the busy. I was just informed by the blog talk and other officials through the site that it's 773-897-6461 is on a delayed reaction. It means that our show is so busy at 8 o'clock now that they are doing a little bit of a delayed reaction. So give it 5 minutes and call back. I love on iTunes. We just added a little bit more onto our show, and I want to thank all of you, the friends from Spiritual Networks, who have made this all possible by adding our name and throwing it out there to your friends. And we welcome Joan Lawson tonight from Texas. Later on this evening, we will have Dina Flanagan. Those of you who know Dina, Dina's got her name out there. She's a pretty intense psychic, very gifted, positive person like Joan. So don't go anywhere. Hang on. We were trying to get Reverend Jay's music to come up tonight, and it's very spiritual. I'm going to tease him because right now it's up in the etherical places, and I just got all the permissions and everything to play it. So we will have Reverend Jay's music on Friday with Amy Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh, I hope I said the name right tonight. I'm having one of those nights, guys. Joan, talk to me a little bit. Tell me what's going over there where you are. Are you doing a lot of metaphysical work now out in the Lone Star State? Are you back working through the computer? Or exactly how do they get that reading from you?
Oh, my gosh. No, well, I have a website, and people call me on the phone. So I've been working on the phone for the most part for the last 17 years. So Austin is a very metaphysical city. It's a great place for people who are interested in the intuitive arts. And I am setting up to do a few psychic fairs, that sort of thing. But most of my work, the majority of my work is over the phone.
I love that. And I want to thank you, Joan, because given that website so everybody can get a hold of you, I've got a lot of you guys that are emailing me. Kelly had teeth work done tonight, so I am doing what I can. So if you do get crazy spelling, you ask for it. No, I'm kidding. I just tease you guys that are emailing me. So everyone knows it's one of those hard things to do when I've got people from Facebook to Skype. We do really correct, and in Blog Talk, I do know that a lot of people have had some answers, and right now we are looking at Psychics Gone Wild, doing some other avenues. Me and Amy Kavanoff will be on the mixedtalk.com one night. That will be a special episode, and we will keep you guys informed of that. Tune in on Fridays. Amy's here all month in October, and those of you who went on Psychics Gone Wild can see her site with Ask Claire and talk to Amy on grieving, Reiki, and other facilities. We have been getting topics that we and Amy come up with on Friday. This last time was spiritual guides. We got a lot of questions and answers. You can email Amy on Facebook. She's the only one there with the name. Those of you who tease me know that I have a couple times, you know, she's just our Amy. It's just better to say she's our mermaid. Joan, we have quite a few waiting, and Joan, talk to me just a minute here before we go into the next one. I'm checking a little bit of our sound system, and I thank you for everybody bearing with me.
Okay,
Joan? Cool. Because Joan's light is going wild, and along with that, all the energy we have got. The last time Joan was on, this happened, and I'm going to make sure we have this in our archives because Joan is just phenomenal, and I've decided the angels love her shows. This is the second time we've had you on, Joan, and they grab onto this energy, and then we have people calling me from all over the world going, "Where's Joan?" I'm like, "Listen to the show." So here you guys go. 510, you're on with What Are You Going to Know with Joan. How are you, 510?
Hi, I'm doing great. My name is Shelley, and I have a question regarding employment. I've been seeking employment for a while, and I was wondering if you see a new career opportunity coming.
Shelley, what is your birth date?
Yes, 7956.
Okay, Shelley, here's what I'm getting. Have you been looking for the same thing for a while? Because the answer, first of all, is yes. I do see something coming to you, but it seems like you've been doing something that you've been doing the same thing, and I'm getting that, yes, there is, but why am I getting it? This is a tough one, and I want to say, I know you're going to say no, and I want to say something to do with medical, and I don't know why it has something to do with medical at this point, but that's where I'm going to suggest you start looking, or healthcare, I think is the proper word, that might have something to do with what you're doing. I don't know why that is, but it's screaming at me, so I have to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I want something totally different. My 32 years of professional experience mm-hmm. has been in sales and management. The industry mm-hmm. that I was in, I want to leave behind and go into something else by taking my skills with me and build mm-hmm. on it.
Okay.
The problem with the medical, which I did try, is that I don't have pharmaceutical experience, and my background doesn't match the healthcare industry, so I've been really struggling trying to find something.
Pharmaceutical rep, it's very difficult. That's not what I was thinking, and I know you're thinking that's what it would be, and
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, it keeps hitting me in the head, so I have to say it. I don't know why, and it's not going to make sense to you until you pound the pavement and start looking at what is there. I mean, right now it's really tight. The job market is incredibly tight. And I'm getting these questions all the time. So all I can tell you is, okay, this is what it's saying. It won't make sense to you now. No, I don't think you're going to be a pharmaceutical rep at all. That's a very, very tough situation to get into right now. But when you're doing your search and you come across it, if you find something that for some reason has some sort of healthcare related, I don't know why it would be that way. I just am going to suggest that. And I know you're saying no, 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 and I'm going, okay.
open. I would like that. I'm very open because I did try in that route before. So I'm open and I'm game. Now, do you see me
changing,
coming?
But I'm a smaller company. Here's what I'm going to say is a smaller company. It's like more of a startup sort of situation. And it's not going to be exactly it's weird. Or you're dealing with small startups? I don't know. There's a smaller company, and I just see a smaller startup, and it makes no sense to you, but that's what I'm going to tell you. You're either dealing with them or working for one. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Do you see me coming across this through the Internet or by some other means?
You know what? I want to say Internet because the Internet is going to take you to somewhere that is going to lead you to this. I'm not sure you're going to – it sounds odd. You are going to find something that will attract you to this through the Internet. It's where you get the idea, hey, I can do that. You may not get that particular job, but you may find that this is something that's starting to happen now that wasn't happening before or that you hadn't looked into before. And I do feel that that search is going to take you where you may actually be looking to start doing your own search for these smaller companies and then selling yourself.
And when do you see this happening for me? About when?
I'm going to suggest you get on it right now. I want to say 4 months, and I know that's a long time, but I think within 4 months is when you're going to know you're on the right track.
Okay. Okay, very good. Yes, I'm very open to change, so I will.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and bless you.
Oh, wait, medical supply. Oh, okay.
Hey. Yes, you got it.
I'm here.
Medical supply. I don't know why it was that way, but just look at companies have some sort of medical supply. Again, you're going to say no, but it's what my subconscious said. That's the closest thing I would understand it as being, and that's usually what the problem is when you're coming through. You have to process. So that's I don't know why. Go look for medical supply houses. I have no idea why it said that, but that may help you in that direction somehow. Give you what you where you need to go. Okay. All right. Good luck.
Will do. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for calling in, and we're really enjoying this. Joan, do you work at this pace all the time? You are just amazing. I have done this my whole life, and I just really, you just roll. You whip through this like a little sergeant in there, and you just come out. So I want to get my hat off to you. Are you I know you're a bit born with a gift like me, but you seem to really just go through this so fast and efficient. I'm just so proud of it. I've had a lot of compliments, and I got to tell you, I've worked with a lot of different people, and Joan, you amaze me.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Welcome.
Yeah. No, when I'm doing a reading, I tend to get on roll, so it just comes very quickly. And okay, so let's take some more.
Very good here, and we've got we've got 805.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm calling from California. My birthday is My birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Okay. And what is your question?
I wanted to know if I was going to meet a partner, companion, traveling buddy. If someone was coming into my life.
I'm getting two things, and I want you to be aware of this because you have choices here. But what I see sense coming in with the actions that you're taking now is one, someone who is looks like a really good package but kind of has a bit of an attitude, and like there's some negativity there, and it's not like evil. It's just like sometimes gets like puts you down or whatever when he has an issue, but he looks great. If you can deal with that, great, fine. I see someone who's very clean cut. For some reason, I see a white shirt. Those are just some of the things that are coming across. Like this guy does actually wears a shirt and a tie, but there's something kind of like, you know. this is not your dream. But then dreams, you know, some people are flawed, and you have to accept that. That is one. You may choose to stay in that for a long time, and it's going to be a tough one. Because of his attitude, I see it back and forth where he's not spending as much time with you as you want to. There are some trips and things. If you choose to circumvent that one, when you start to see the negativity, I do feel that you've got a better chance down the road of meeting someone who's a little less negative, not as good looking as this one. And that's the problem, if he's really good looking and you know how that affects things. So there's another one that's a lot more fun and laid back, the word I want to say is hippie-ish, and I'm not sure if that's the right word. He's just like a little more loose and fun and free, but he's not wearing a shirt and a tie.
Okay, yeah.
So
oh, my God.
He's this, like, curly hair that it's like there's, I guess it's how my mind processes it, but it's like in spirals, like, and I'm going, oh, it's like a little child, but it's like, I don't know, like not quite shoulder length, but a little shaggy. It's below the earlobe, and this person is, you may be, I want to say does retreats, that sort of thing, and that's a real fun one, and that one brings out the fun in you. That's a lot of travel, but it's and I would say an eccentric relationship, but it helps you grow. That's a good partner. So those are the two I'm seeing that are the most profound.
I think I like the fun one.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, really. I had to work very hard as a child, helping my raise all her kids, and then my sister, and with all of her kids and all, and I'm all by myself now, and I just want to have fun.
Good. Okay, you'll find him around groups, gatherings. He does do the, what are the I want to say, like, it's seminars sort of things, but, like, fun stuff. I can't, no, seminars, I kept saying, no, it's like there's, but there's, like, fun things, like retreats. That's what I'm getting, retreat-type environment. And you're saying that might be a little expensive, but I'm going, no, there's something going on. So I want you to look for those things you like to do that, you know, have events. So this guy is at an event, and I see him outdoor, and I know it's about to get, well, you're in California, it's not going to get cold there. But
I'm going to an event tomorrow with my friend. She's politically involved, and I'm not politically involved. I don't discuss politics or religion. I'm going to go along, though. It's in a beautiful home and right by the coast, and, you know, who knows?
Yeah, but I see an outdoor, I see him doing a lot of outdoor things, so that's where I'm going to suggest you go to find that one. Because I don't
really
like
that's my favorite thing, outdoor. I love outdoor events.
I don't like the stuffy one either, but he is going to cross your path, and you make that choice because he's very good looking.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
But the fun one isn't as good looking. Okay.
The fun one isn't. Okay.
Isn't as good looking.
Wow. You know what? I think I'll date them both.
Whoa, here we go.
I'm staying single.
Okay, but don't let the scuffy one use your self take you down your self esteem to control you, okay? Because he'll like find you.
No.
But I'm just gonna warn you about that one.
I've been 5 years by myself and I have such my own identity that I keep the eye all the time.
Yeah,
so I don't think that can happen to me.
Well, be careful. Love does crazy things to us sometimes. But that's all I have to say on that one. But I would go start doing the events because that's when I'm seeing this one. Yep.
Yes.
Hello.
I will.
Hello, and we obviously are having a lot of communication. We thank you guys who are on here. We
thank
will
you.
Be going. Thank you very much. We are down almost to our half an hour break, and we do have someone in the house pretty famous. We're going to turn around. Don't go anywhere tonight. We have a doubleheader. We have Dina Flanagan still hanging in there, and she's going to be coming in here in a little bit. Those of you who love her, and we have quite a few that do, we've got a double one tonight, Joan Lawson and Dina Flanagan. So I know you guys are going crazy, and the phones are going wild. Someone was hello. On us, and you know who that was? That was our chef, Ceci. How are you doing out there tonight? Gotcha.
Caught me off guard. I wasn't prepared for that. So I was like, hello? I'm unmuted.
We know what you do now. Well, Joan and all these hardworking psychics are there. You're out there going, hello, hello, and we're going in with it. And we
so
just...
Okay.
Hello.
So, hello. We've got me and we've got Joan Lawson. And we, Chefy, can you hear us, Chef Ceci? Looks like they've taken the chef with them with the blog talk, and I'm going to kind of go back. And Joan, I know the energy's wild. We want to really come back, Chef, when you find us. That is one of the blog talk hosts that couldn't wait to hear tonight, and we caught her tonight singing hello to herself. And now that we know that her little secret, we will tease her when she comes back, one of our fans and friends. And those of you who know, this Wednesday I was on her show. I was her present on the show to have been able to help read and meet friends. And I just want to welcome all of you that have came over from there, and we are obviously promote Chef Ceci. She is a phenomenal chef, and that she uses all natural healthy foods and has wrote a book and writing more books. We love with this. Joan, it's come that time of night where we're going to play our in-between music and wish you the best, and until we see you again, our positive psychic friend. We got it. That was quick.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you and bless you, Joan. And we're going to turn around and do Steve Mulhacky, the boys again. This is a fan, a friend of ours, very special person that we're promoting his music. We just love it. And it is the boys. Steve Mohanky. We also have a very positive entrepreneur tonight, as you guys know, that we have with this follow-up and great part that we were very fortunate and we've spoke to and got to be here tonight, and that is Dina Flanagan. And Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Really, as always, frantic with my hair standing straight up, running around me in Psychic Jethro. I just was so happy when I saw the number come up, and we had our first guest on, and Joan is just so phenomenal. It was just wham, and I have really good news, and I haven't let anybody know unless they've looked on to psychicsgone.com, because as we are speaking, my better half is putting on the new news. Do you want to tell everybody who's going to be on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. time with Barry Hogan?
Ah, nice.
So who is it? You got to tell him. It's a psychic. Nice. Oh, she's messing with the host.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Yes, I will be on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m.
Dina Flanagan, all of you guys know, a Born with the Gift psychic, very phenomenal, 20-some years in the business. Many people go to Dina for the positive work and the help she does. We had done the show. The first show that me and Dina did, a little bit of audience here, was my first show with my son, my 22-year-old birthday present, Ryan. And so Ryan and me did the show, and we had Dina on as a guest, and we went to town. We went in and we handled an hour and a half of readings and spun out of there, and it's still spinning too. So I decided tonight, when we have this energy, I'm holding on to it, I'm taping this by the tape, and there's nobody going to get a hold of this, because now we found out that I think the ETs love our stuff, and we did find out through some of the supernatural that we're learning and experiencing. We have some more people coming on that will be discussing different topics. We've had a lot of new, and we got to ask Dina, and Dina said she'd come on Wednesdays, and since that time our phones have went busy again. And Dina, we just love you. We're looking forward to a fun one, you know, and let us know what you think of the site. I apologize tonight, I did not take the top of Dina's head off. Blog Talk did it. We tried every way to crop. Dina does have hair on the top of her head if you do look, and I'm really sorry. I just was like, gosh, you know, we're working on it, so we will get that corrected. But you know, it's called cropping, chopping, and they do it with us whenever they get a hold of us. So we just, you know, we run.
At least you've got my best feature, my eyes.
You're
you got
very
those
beautiful.
In there.
Yes, and I love you, Dina. You know, I'm glad to have you back, and we're going to go into some of the people have been waiting quite a while. We have quite a few of you who have waited. Here's your chance. Dina's here, and look out, because we're going to go wild. 608, here you go. 608, you're on live with Dina Flanagan.
Hi, Dina. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And your name?
My name is Jordana, and I'll make it really quick for you. My question is, I have been having this weird, complicated relationship, kind of a relationship with a guy, and I'm just wondering where that's going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that you've been doing this for a while, back and forth.
Yeah,
it's a little while back and forth. Like, but it's pattern. It's a pattern with you. Like, you tend to go through the same patterns with men. And so what they're saying is, through this relationship, you might have that opportunity to break this pattern.
Okay, that would be good.
so, and you can do it. You can try to do it within the relationship, meaning you will break the pattern with him, and you might be able to move past that with this person. Or
okay.
you will come to this crossroads where you will make that decision whether he was just that for you, and you will really want to break this pattern and move on to something better.
Okay.
So you're going to actually have that decision. That decision will come up. In either case, it will be your work or up to you to break that pattern within this
right,
relationship.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, or move on to a different one. So that this piece is all about you and what
okay.
you want, what you need.
Okay. Well, good. I will, keep my eye out for that crossroad then.
Yeah, just make sure, you'll see it. Like, you're more aware of it now.
Right.
And so, in the past, you haven't really been, you knew it wasn't right, but you really weren't aware of it.
Absolutely.
So now you've come to that point where you are, and a lot of times when you're at that point, the universe sends you that test. All right, you know it now, so what are you going to
right.
do with it?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, good. I'll definitely keep my eye open for that because I would like to break that pattern.
Awesome. You're going to do great. You're going to actually be really happy once you break this pattern.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and welcome. Thank you, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We have a full walls going again, so this means that we're going to run through with you guys real quickly, like you're going to pretend you're tacos. No, I'm kidding. We're just going to just run you through here real fast, like Taco Bell, and we're going to tease with the fact that, Dina, I know that you've had a lot of things happening. Give us a little bit of, we know you work in the day. We know you read at night. You read and do work. When do you have time to do some of the other stuff in life? Or are we just working all the time again, Dina?
Lately we're working all the time, but I love it. I love doing this work. So even though I work all day, I own my own business, and I work all day, I don't mind getting out and doing, I do healing work too. And so I love meeting people. I love helping people, and I love healing people. So to me, it's like not really work when I do this work. It's more like it's so rewarding and so much fun. So, and then I do find times to feed myself, I guess. Like I might go to a class or do some free Reiki or what have you, and do a trade with other people. So I try to get it fitted all in.
Very good. And what we have on our show is we always do a topic on an energy, and we have been on Fridays, me and Amy pulling them, and I just pulled a topic, and Dina, we worked together on this with the Psychics Gone Wild. It's a little different than other shows you've been on, and what I love about this Gone Wild is the topic I just pulled up with me and you is chakra toning. So, yeah, we got that one. Okay, this is good. I do know a little of this, and we'll have you, Dina, look at this. What the question is and what they've got, and the question we've got under discussion, don't go anywhere of you guys. 954, I see you beeping your number. Breathe. We're not going to go. We're still here. We love you. Hang on. Come back. We've got Chef Sessie's came back. We're going to talk with her. We've still got about three or four other people. Grab onto yourselves for just a minute. I mean, grab onto your phones. That didn't sound right. You know what I mean? Hang onto your phones. That didn't come out, and you guys cannot use that against me in another court of Blog Talk Radio. But what I'm saying is grab onto the seat, relax. Think of when we say toning chakra. Dina, would you give them an explanation of what would you do to tone your chakra?
Interesting, because I just went to a class or a seminar on this the other night to tone my chakras. Mm-hmm. And it's really fascinating. But what I do is, the first thing I would do actually is to go to an energy healer to realign my chakras. Because during the daily lives, they tend to get out of balance. You know, you get all this negative stuff thrown at you and decisions and stress and what have you. So your chakras get out of balance, and that's what, and you feel off. You'll know it. You'll feel off. And then since we have the seven chakras that we mainly work with, it depends on which one is off. So you have to check in with your body. And, you have your root chakra, and then your sacral chakra, and your solar plexus, and your heart, and your throat, and your third eye, and then your crown chakra. So just really check in with your body, see which one is off, and then once you realize which one is off, breathe into that area. If you want to do this on your own, breathe into that area, and bring in that color that goes with it. You can find what color, or you can go online or what have you. And just breathe that color back into it and picture all of them lining back up and asking the universe for whatever blockages is in there to go, to leave, and to balance you back out. Fill it back up with the color that belongs, and white light, bringing down white light through you. That's how I kind of realign or balance them back up when they're out on my own.
Thank you. I love that. And see, now you guys have gotten everyone's terminology, and we had a lot of going with it. I will tell you that I agree very much with what we were discussing here and what Dina says. I have also, through the years, added a little bit of toning. There's different vowels that go with it. There's also musical notes that go with each chakra. Yeah. And we will be going into that a little more with you guys, but, you know, we know you always cheat. We go a little wild, and you try to make us take off a little more. And so we always stop right before that Blog Talk police come in. No, I'm kidding. Right before they come in, and I'm really not removed. It's Dina. Dina comes on, and we get really silly. So you know that we're going to give you just a little bit and then check with us. We do know how to get a hold of me at www.jethrosmith.net, or you can call me at 928-284-0437. I do thank you guys, and those of you who know, I was selected to be on CBS 10's local psychic in Tampa Bay and South Tampa. I also have put out sites. If you go on Yelp, if you guys are having stressful times and you can't get on my website and you look and you say, "Woo, Jethro, you're way out there," grab on to Yelp. You can do a YELP, send it through, get a reading with me, and get a pretty good affordable reading, and I'll work with you. So I do thank you. I do apologize, too. I do a little bit of grat work, but unfortunately, if you call just for a free reading, usually that's what we do here. And right now, during this week, everyone knows I'm doing a little bit of a setback, and there's a good reason for it. The really excellent thing is, look who all we get to see. You guys have gotten to see Joan. You've got to see Dina. We have top best psychics every night that we are on. We are not on anymore on Sundays. We take a day off because we were doing 7 days a week, and we've realized, you know, I say we, but me, Kelly, and, you know, right now with the work that we've got with Amy and other people that are our psychics gone wild backup, we need to have that day so we can get ourselves recuperated. Dina will be on. We've got Barry Hogan. We've got Psychic Celeste. We've got Mystic Celeste. And I always call her psychic, and she always gets on me. Mystic Celeste, and she will be here from Sedona. We're also going to be adding and intend to Pamela Cummings on Tuesday. She's always been here, always will be. Grab onto her. No, vote for us at newyorkgate@aol.com. Put in for your favorite 25 psychics, healers, radio shows, directories, anything that you grabs you with psychic, you put it on there. You put attention Peggy North. This is what I like. This is why I like it. This is what I don't care for. Put it out there because this is the directory for Supernatural UFO. And thank you guys who just did the popular. You just made my day. One of the things that always makes me happy is if you do the right corner, it shows us we're doing the right job. Dina has come on, and we've had 5 populars in the last few minutes. So I get the clue that I need to shut up. So let's go right back into Dina. Dina, here we go. And we've got some callers who waited. 954, thank you for being patient.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name?
Yes, my name is
Hello?
Lisa.
Okay, Hello? Your question. Hi.
Oh, hi. My question is, I'm now renting my house, and I have a tenant that I'm not too sure about. Do you see my place being rented anytime soon with a tenant that I know that will pay on time? I'm very nervous about that.
Mm-hmm. So this other tenant is still in there?
Well, no, there's a tenant right now that wants to rent out my place, but I'm not too sure about her.
Okay, so it's not, okay. Well, this person that wants to rent it out, I feel like she has left the places in the past and not in good standing.
Okay.
And so I don't know if you're gonna go with her, you might want to definitely call the references.
Okay.
And check it out, because then if you're not comfortable with it, after you call the references, you're not comfortable with it, I would move on, because there will be somebody right behind that, and I feel it's maybe a feeling male energy or a couple that will come in and it will be a much better fit. Their energy is much better. This other person, okay. I feel their energy is kind of low, or it's just kind of negative or low, and that might bother you in itself. And so, there will be somebody if you do not get a good feeling on this person once you call references. There will definitely be at least 2 to 3 more people coming in to rent,
and
So you don't have to. If this is one you don't want, you don't have to take it. That's what they're telling me. Don't just settle for this if it's not what you want.
Okay.
You'll know.
All right.
You'll get that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well,
yeah,
I wanted to know.
You don't have to just settle for this one.
Okay. So do you know the one you said? There's one like after that one. Do you know when that's going to come into play?
Not too far. Within a couple of weeks, I'm hearing.
Okay.
So just put it out there. Make sure you advertise out there in whatever ways, Craigslist or whatever ways that you get it out there, or the local areas. And I feel like somebody, it feels like a male, but a couple. I'm not sure. So they'll be coming in, and it's much better. It's just much better,
Much better. Yeah, my mom is a realtor, so she's the one who's handling everything for me, so.
Yeah, there will be people to choose from, that's for sure. So I wouldn't just take this first one, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and God bless you, and we welcome you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We've gotten it to slow down a little bit, because now instead of being jammed, you can get into the phone and have it tell you to try back, from what I'm hearing. We love it, and we want to tell you, we're always in the archives. Do listen in. We do promote this. It will be more publicity put out there for all of you who have been watching, listening, and helping Psychics Gone Wild. We want to thank you with a special salute, and we're coming up with something real special for you guys to know. I do want to thank and let everyone know that it is official. Barnes & Noble's is carrying my book. If you can't find it on the shelf, Living in the Psychic Realm with Kay and Jethro, order it, because what we found and what we're really loving now is we're experiencing that our book is there. Go into Barnes & Noble, say you want the book, and they can have it to you in a short time. They are letting me know Christmas is coming, so those of you who want the book, please grab it now. It's going wild, which we kind of been realizing that's what Psychic Jethro's life has been about. So what we want you guys to do is to grab on to it, grab on to Psychic's Gone Wild, and enjoy the fall. We will keeping you guys informed as we go to different shows and new electives. Those of you who know, Living in the Psychic Realm is on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. with Psychic Jethro. I do read that half an hour. Yes, you guys, I do read. I've heard this quite a bit. But what I've even loved right now is during these things that are going on and the energy and the transfer with Scorpio, I have some friends like Dina Flanagan, and they come help me. Ha, 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 there you guys go. So here we go. And we're going into the Skype caller. Would you go ahead and say hello?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'll be quick because I know you have a lot of people. My question is, my son is going to his third year of college, and he's moving in with a new roommate, sharing an apartment with a new roommate that he's just met. And I'm curious how that's going to be.
Can you repeat that? You came in and out on
sure.
that.
Sure. My son is going back to his third year of college, and he is moving in with a roommate that he just met.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be sharing an apartment for at least 4 months, and I'm just curious how that will be.
What's your son's name?
Charlie.
And the new roommate?
Oh, gosh, I can't think of his name. I think it's Carlos, but I'm not sure.
Carlos?
They're both...
I feel like it would be good.
Okay.
He's had problems with roommates in the past, correct?
Yeah, over the summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So I'm feeling like this one will be pretty decent. This person is more laid back, more compatible, more laid back. They can live together a lot easier.
Okay.
So he won't have the problems like he's had in the past. I mean, so there'll be some challenges. And they'll have to work through that. But I think once they get beyond that, then they'll come to, agreements on things, I guess you might want to say.
Okay.
And then I think your son is going to be happier this year. I'm feeling like he's going to be happier.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Just overall, like I feel like he's like more adapted to everything. He's getting comfortable with what he has to do. And college this year for him will be much better, I feel.
Oh, good, good. Oh, that will be great. Yeah. He'll kind of blossom, huh?
Yes, definitely. He's going to come into his own this year and really just feel like he belongs. Like the past 2 years, it's been more like a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, I'm not sure.
Right.
And he just goes back and forth with it.
Exactly.
Well, this year it's going to be he'll just fit in better. And having this
wonderful
roommate will probably help within that. I think things are going to flow better for him. But
yeah,
he has to get through the bumps, you know, and then he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think this roommate's much more focused on the schooling and
yes, and that will help.
And so forth, and I think that's going to be good for him versus being with somebody who likes to do video games a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, there we go. Yeah,
he's
going to like it. He's going to just, this year will be much better for him. He'll finally be like, okay, now I can do this.
Oh,
I fit,
wonderful.
You know, I can, yeah. So it's
okay.
A good thing.
Thank you so much. That's a great answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. We are here on Psychics Gone Wild. This is 773-897-6461. I know you guys are still out there. I did tease you guys to grab onto your phones, and we are all getting a lot of flack for that tonight, but we're still here, and we're going real well. We've got another good 20 minutes of the show. We've got Dina Flanagan. Dina, one of the things we always do, too, and we have quite a bit of questions, is one of the things is, the person that's writing is Lisa. She's saying that she had a secret friend and that her secret friend used to tell her things psychically. As she grew older, her secret friend has left her, and she wonders if you know the answer of what happened to her secret friend.
Nothing really happened. It was, life happened. What happened was her life got in, like, stresses and whatnot, so she's not as open to those answers. And so she needs to open back up and learn to relax a little and call that secret friend back in and it will talk to her and it will give her the answers again. It's just a matter of opening that channel back up. And as we get older, this is what happens. We close down that channel because of all the worries and everything that we have and the decisions we have to make and everything else. So that gets in the way and you don't have time to sit with yourself and really open and meditate and ask for it. So just ask for it to come back and allow yourself that, you know, so much time a day to really just sit quietly and ask him and it will come back.
Thank you, Dina. I hope that answered your question. And yes, Lisa, yeah, that did, Lisa. And we've also got a very good question. I've got one for me here. This is the person is writing me and telling me that they basically have had an experience where they feel that their totem is not from the wildlife, and they're asking me a question. Yes, a lot of times people will often have different types of totems. They don't always have to be just, you know, a wildlife animal, as we all see on the great movies of here comes the eagle, the bear, and the coyote. One thing we really love and do have is we have a lot of spiritual realm guides that come in, too, that can be considered our totems. I know of a good friend of mine who has mythical creatures, and a lot of people are very intimidated around with her, and a lot of through the years. We will have on the show here real soon. I've been trying to get her by her birthday. She's a Scorpio too, and she will come on and explain how she has always been able to see and just know what she gets with a gift. She has two totems that are from a different realm. They're not from Earth as we know it. Let's leave it there. Those of you who are getting experiencing with your guides, it is there. As Dina was just so kind of just explained to the other person, life goes on with this. Know that your two main totems, and this is a very strong belief in Native Americans, and you guys will get to hear this when we have the other Native American emit a power, and we call the strength, argue with Psychic Jethro, and we'll have it out right here on Psychics Gone Wild, and that is your totem. Some people's belief is that it changes, some people that it don't. My personal belief is your top and your bottom bottom totem always stay the same. Your two outside totems are changing. And the reason the totems are changing, the phone's messing with me. See, they don't want us to do this. The phone, when it happens and your totems change, the totems are changing due to, like she said, life happening. So stay tuned. We're going to have that coming up in October. I told you this was going to be the teaser. We had our friends from the Ghost House run off. New Mexico took off with someone, and we're not sure, but last we heard, it looked like a Scooby-Doo van. Any of you out there, Diane, other psychics, find our Ghostbuster. We want her back. So those who are looking, please know that we know New Mexico, you were scheduled, and now we have you on, you're in missing. So you get to step up and be a Friday guest with me and Amy Kavanaugh. We are the intense ones, and you ask for it. So here we go, Psychics Gone Wild. Dina, working on this, and one of the things we had asked, and we will be having a special show, is they would like to have some of the guests. We had a 47% margin of having you and Amy and a couple other guests get on and discuss your beliefs and your healing tactics to help others who have healing disabilities. Would you be interested in this?
Sure.
You guys have it. There's going to be our special show for October with the ladies. We will be looking for the third person, and we're going to leave that up to you fans. Send in to psychicjethro@aol.com. Dina has just consented over the radio. You guys love how I put her on the spot. Would you do this? And you guys, if you just said no, you guys would have cried and emailed her for weeks, and I would send those emails on if they're ornery now. No, I'm kidding you, Dina. What we love is that this will be so much fun, and we've had, those of you who know, our mermaid has done so much work with the healing. She's done work with the other parts. We have put out so much work. We all are asking, and we will be asking Patty Negri to see when she can come back on. She's been a guest a couple times. We had so much fun. The question we've got for her is, how does she maintain all of her magic? Good question. We'll have to ask Patty when she gets here. Thank you, Dina. We still have a few more people that have been waiting patiently. Ceci, I know that you're on here. Would you like to talk a few minutes here? I know that we've played with you on the phone.
It's the energy. It's the energy. It kept cutting off, so it's okay. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm just listening. I'm supporting, just listening.
Thank you for being there. And Ceci will be on Friday night, and she was going to be, those of you who are listening in, that's our surprise guest. Everyone knew that Reverend Jay and Amy are going to get spiritually intense. And then if they haven't had enough of that, Chef Ceci's going to help them get healthy. So while they are discussing spiritual, we're going to get them through some necessities, and that those necessities are that they do the healthy food. Stay tuned for Friday night. It's going to get wild. We thank you, Ceci, for listening in. We're going into 903. You've waited, one of the first ones in, and we're getting down the list. How are you, 903?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great. Have you had a chance to answer a question?
Have I had a chance to ask a question?
Yes.
No.
I thank you. I apologize. Our phones have went completely wild. Dina is in the room, Chef Ceci, and your phone keeps going up and down like that. It's like, I don't know if you were here with us or if you were out with, you know, the energies. And I'm a little spooked. We're getting that time of the year where we make sure everybody's being good. So this is Psyche Jethro. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. And would you like to ask Dina a question?
Hi, Jethro. Yes, first of all. Hi, Dina. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Hi.
I was just curious to see or to know what you may be picking up regarding my relationship status.
Regarding your relationship status. Okay.
Yes.
This person, you're with somebody now.
No, kind of separated.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing like there's an energy around you that's there. You're with them, but it felt like a distance. That's what they told me. This person has backed off, and has this happened before?
No.
Because I'm feeling a distance with this person. Like they just keep you at a distance, keep you at a distance, or a distance is distance. They keep saying. I feel like that you're really questioning this. Like you're not so sure that this is what you even want. Is this true?
I mean, I'm sure it's what I want. I just don't know how different it would be, or, you know, I guess I'm just not sure of what the outcome could, you know, could be, or if there's any possibility of rectifying the situation.
Any possibility of what now?
Of rectifying our situation and repairing.
My sense is that I just keep getting this backing off, and that's what they keep telling me. So I feel like this person just is going to continue to back off if it will happen again. So you can rectify it, but I feel like it's going to happen again. So I don't feel like it's the best thing for you.
Okay.
Even though it's something you feel you might want, I feel like it's just going to keep repeating itself.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, it was a what?
You know, it's 15-year relationship, and there was just a circumstance that happened where he had a family issue come up, and basically this other person was there to console him, and things kind of spun off from there, and, you know, she's got a history of infidelity, and I don't know, I just kind of feel like I was just told that, you know, that she sometimes, deals in the dark side, if you understand me, and you know, he just changed. He changed just really fast, and he is very oppositional towards me now.
Well, right. That's the whole backing up. That's what I said. He will do it again. That's why I asked if he's done it before, because he has, and he will do it again, and he will keep this pattern, and a pattern will keep repeating itself. So I would like to see for you something better. Because you deserve it. You will, if you can move away from this and heal from it, you will have something much better come in. Because you can go and try to do this, like I said, but it's just going to keep repeating itself. So you have to decide, is this what you want? Do you want to keep repeating the same stuff?
Right.
Do you want to keep feeling like this, or do you want to finally find happiness?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously I want to be happy, you know, but I guess my question mainly is, you know, because you are correct with the fact that he is being very resistant and he has placed a lot of distance between us. You know, I guess my question is whether or not it works out for us in the end. My question is, do you see or do you feel that we would reconcile and at least try to make another go of it? Whether it fails or succeeds, do you see that happening?
I do feel at some point that, yes, it can happen. And because I feel like he goes back and forth, that's when I mentioned the back and forth. He goes back and forth, so at some point he's going to try, I believe he's going to try again. And that's why I say, that's when you have to decide, is this what you want to do, keep repeating? Because I feel like even if he will just continue, he will do this again. So you will have to make that decision. But yes, it will be an opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dina, and I have that, and I just wanted to ask you one other question. Can you feel any? I'm concerned. I wanted to know if you can pick up anything having to do with one of my male children, one of my sons, of my sons in particular. Do you pick anything up about him in any way?
Well, is he going through a struggle right now?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like that he's going through a struggle within himself. He's going through some growth, a growth process right now. And has he had troubles with, does he have like ADD or had troubles in that category?
Yes.
Or something along that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So it's kind of gotten the best of him. Have you gotten him some help?
Well, he's okay. You know, I mean, he does have a history of that, but you know, he's that's not really what he's dealing with right now. I guess to be more specific, he has a legal issue, and I was just wondering if you were picking anything up regarding that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the struggle I was talking about. The legal issue. I feel like there was somebody else involved. Is this true?
No.
There's somebody or something else involved here. I'm seeing, but anyway, I feel like, or there will be somebody or something else involved that he will help him, and I'm feeling like he'll be okay with that or around that.
Okay. Is there a time frame for resolution that you might offer?
I'm hearing within the next 4 months.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So within the next 4 months, it'll be behind him?
That's when you'll know something more positive.
Okay.
Not completely sure if that will be completely behind him at that time, but you will know the more positive note in this within the next 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow you.
And just keep thinking positive and keep staying positive, and there's somebody or something that's going to come in and help that will be involved.
Okay. So you're not sensing any negative energy around me or anything?
No. No. Just stay positive. Just stay positive for everybody or around everything. I know it's kind of hard right now,
mm-hmm.
but you just try to do that. Do some positive affirmations or something, however you want to do it in the morning, and try to just be there and be positive for all this that's going on in your life right now. And you'll see everything shift. You'll see, because when you change your energy and shift it, the people around you will shift too.
Yeah.
And even including everything you asked me about tonight. So you need to shift your energy to shift these situations to move into the positive direction for you.
Okay. I will research that and see what I can do.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Thank you. Do the same.
Please continue, you guys, to follow us on that right-hand corner. And thank you so much for all the positive publicity and all the fun things that we've had remarked tonight. Dina, you always do it to us, and you do it well. We've got a lot of fun here. We've had a lot of entertainment. And I got to say, we're at the last 10 minutes, and this is the sad part. We found out with Joan, it goes too quick. Wouldn't you say, Dina? I'm just like,
yes,
we just got started. And before you know it, the old show says, you know. And here we are. We're going to take one more caller, and that lucky person gets to be Skyped. How are you, Skype caller?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
What?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Dina. How are you?
Great.
I would like to know, my son is reapplying for college for the spring semester. Do you see him getting accepted, and do you see everything working out?
I feel a lot of positive energy around this. I feel like he's got good energy, I feel, your son. And I think he's going to go in, you know, with that positive energy. And I feel like, yes, he will get accepted. And if not this time, he needs to keep right at it. He needs to keep right at it, because he needs to do this, whatever his mission is doing right now. They're showing me that this really has something key to do with his future.
Right, because he had started before and something happened that he had to stop, so now he's reapplying back to the same college, so I'm just having some concern to see if it's going to pan out.
Yeah, it feels good to me. It feels really good, because this is part of his future. And it's good. It's really good. His energy is just so good. It needs to stay there. And like I said, if this college doesn't, you know, if this doesn't happen here, definitely go to another or keep trying. But I feel like that he has a really good chance right there.
At the old college.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
But the key message for him is he can't give up.
Right, and I don't want him to, you know, he's young, so he gets a little discouraged at times, so I just don't want to be the overbearing mother, so to speak.
Well, he has a lot of energy. He just has a lot of energy, and so he can do it. He can really do it. He needs to stay positive.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great night. Great show.
Thank you.
Bless you, and we love all of you guys, and as you've loved us. And tonight, we just hit the biggest numbers of 7 people who've liked and came on and be popular on the show that, you know, have going. Those of you who are listening in, Dina is going to be our lady that's going to be doing Wednesdays. She's going to be on. There'll be an hour show, and we're going to have 8 p.m. with Barry Hogan, and then followed at 9 p.m. with... You've got it, Dina Flanagan. And those of you who are there, I love the fact that we've got quite a few of you waiting. We still have a couple more who did jump in there. And I know a lot of you guys know, you know, it's like a restaurant. We're getting down to cleaning up the salad bar. We've got the last of the gravy, and the mashed potatoes are getting real sticky. So it's getting close to closing that door, blowing out those candles, and wishing all of you a great day. So we're going to turn around and pull in one more real quick. I think there's a sandwich that Dina hasn't handed out yet, and that's you, 682. You got lucky to come through. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, 682.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good.
What's
your name?
Would
you like to ask Dina a question?
Oh, my name is Rondi, and I wanted to know, what do you see for my love life? Because it's non-existent.
You need a cake, not a sandwich.
I like that one. Well... I feel like I do see you're a people person.
Yes.
So you're out there with people quite a bit. I feel that. And I feel like some lucky special guy is going to come along and get the chance to be with you. I feel it's going to be when you're out and about. That's why they told me that. It's going to be sometime when you're out and about. I'm seeing you being very lively and fun and the whole nine yards. So it's something fun. You're going to be at some event or some outing or something. And
okay.
And this person is just going to be like, wow. And it will come in and it will feel just right. And so I feel like that's going to probably be within the next 8 months.
Okay.
So, but in the meantime, really enjoy life. That's what they're
right.
saying. Enjoy life, because this is your time right now. You don't need to be in that relationship right now, because it's your time. And
okay.
when it comes in, it will be just the right time for you. You'll appreciate it more. You'll enjoy it more. And it is coming in.
Okay. Sounds good. I kind of figured that, but I wanted to hear it.
No, it's coming. It's not far, and it's going to be great.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. And those of you who know I tease, those of you really know I'm silly, but honestly, I got to say tonight, we got to have a lot of fun. We are going into that time of the night that we're trying to get as many and as quick things as we can there together. That has also done a really ornery thing to me right now is that they have pulled a real nasty on me. I can't tell what else we've got happening other than the fact that me and Dina Flanagan are on, and we have a couple of minutes left of the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the list. We've got a couple of you guys that are spinning that didn't get in tonight. Always remember to call 773-897-6461. There was a couple that got dropped. We do apologize. A couple of you got back in. I looked and saw the numbers came back. You know, those of you who didn't, we apologize. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show tonight and in the middle, I do welcome people calling. I unfortunately right now cannot do free readings. I will talk with people. I do schedule. Unfortunately, with my schedule, I welcome to have you guys call. If you need a really quick, fast reading, I really would suggest two things. One, if you just want to know what's going on in your future and you're looking for a reading, I would say call. The two numbers that I really promote on the right side and energies that are very gifted and born with it is obviously Psychic Celeste, and that phone number is 928-554- 4422, and she can help you if you call and say you'd like a mini reading with her or a full reading if you're not wanting to wait. One of the other psychics I do permit and would love to have help you guys who are calling and you would like to do a quick one is Ryan Smith. That phone number is 620-660-8294. Now, you guys have laughed and listened on the show, and even more importantly, if you want to have yourself a destiny card reading and do the other side of the mind and look at yourself and get into the work of it, more importantly, you want to have healthy coffee, chocolate, or tea, you call Kelly, KC Cards, at 719-289-4907. We welcome this. We encourage it. You guys know we promote other shows. They promote us, and what we even love to do tonight is to promote the Holy Spirit. Dina, we have a few minutes left. Would you like to tell any of these wonderful people anything?
Well, I can be reached at, well, it's on the site, but I can be reached at psychichealer11@gmail.com or at 207-752-1399, and I would love to help anybody. I do also do the healings from a distance, it can be too, so if you have anything that you want need to be healed or worked on or energy blocks removed, I have the ability to go in and see in your body what needs to be done. And I do phone readings, and
yes,
I do email readings, and I do all that. So if anybody, you know, needs to help, just give me a call or an email.
And that's where we need to get the other number. I was waiting for her to give you that phone number because this is the other person that I want you to call, and that is Dina Flanagan. You guys thought I brought her here to tease her. Dina is phenomenal. We only bring in the best. Dina, would you give them that phone number to call again? I've got people emailing me from all over the world.
It's 207-752-1399.
And we thank you guys, and remember this. It's just like when you go to a restaurant or you go to a place, you do treat your server well, you do get with them. Do give yourself the favor. Those of you who've been coming in, we've got 60 seconds before we go off. Remember, if you only give a mini reading here, it's just like a little appetizer. Take the whole meal. Call the psychic. Get the whole reading. Do the half an hour. Treat yourself today. And then you've got the whole story to make those future decisions. Dina, you're phenomenal. Can't wait to see you on Wednesday nights. Love you,
yeah,
everybody.
It'll be awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and everyone, good night. Goodbye. Kelly, I hope your tooth feels better. Blessings to our friends.